Welcome to the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a lineup of cannabis headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
420 with CNW. Why lawmakers are wrong to focus on THC potency in marijuana. Lawmakers are being criticized for focusing too much on THC potency in marijuana. While getting too high can be a bad experience, the industry argues that there are other factors to consider. Companies like Cronos Group Inc. long for a time when all aspects of cannabis use are taken into account. CNW 420 provides daily updates on the evolving cannabis industry, offering valuable insights for investors. Stay informed on the latest developments by visiting CannabisNewsWire.com and sign up for SMS alerts by texting CANNABIS to 888-902-4192. For more information and disclaimers, visit the website. This segment was brought to you by Cannabis Newswire.
420 with CNW. New Mexico court makes ruling on insurance coverage for medical cannabis costs. A federal judge in New Mexico has ruled that health insurance providers are not obligated to cover medical cannabis costs, despite state laws suggesting otherwise. This decision highlights the ongoing conflict between state cannabis laws and federal drug policies. Companies like Canopy Growth Corp., operating internationally, are closely monitoring these developments. CNW 420 provides daily updates on the evolving cannabis industry, offering valuable insights for investors. Stay informed on the latest cannabis news by visiting CannabisNewsWire.com.
420 with CNW, the business and legal impact of inconsistent marijuana testing rules. Marijuana businesses operating legally across different states face a complicated reality when it comes to product testing. Without federal regulations, states have built their own rules around lab licensing, testing requirements, sampling methods, and even how to handle contaminated products. For companies like Trulieve Cannabis Corp., CBCQX, TCNNF, that focus on the cannabis industry, navigating these inconsistencies can be challenging. Stay informed with CNW 420, your daily source for updates on the rapidly evolving cannabis sector. Text CANNABIS to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts. Visit CannabisNewsWire.com for more information.
420 with CNW, New York's social equity program grapples with predatory investors. In 2022, Kim Stetz and her partner Mark Hayes applied for a conditional adult-use recreational dispensary license in New York to open Brown Butta, an adult-use marijuana store. Established companies like Aurora Cannabis Inc. will be wary of predatory investors taking advantage of loopholes in the system. CNW 420 provides daily updates on the evolving cannabis industry, offering insights for investors and tracking regulatory changes that impact financial markets. Stay informed with CNW 420 for the latest developments in the dynamic world of cannabis.
420 with CNW, how marijuana descheduling or rescheduling would impact the industry. The potential shift in how cannabis is classified under federal law is stirring up discussions about the future of the cannabis industry and the possibility of opening up interstate trade. Although many U.S. states have already legalized cannabis for recreational, medical use, or both, it's still illegal at the federal level, which limits the ability to create a unified national market. Industry actors like Verano Holdings Corp. now have the task of preparing for both scenarios so that if rescheduling or MWG Holdings sweeps multiple categories in 2025, NUGMD Patient Choice Awards. MWG Holdings Group, Inc. dominated the 2025 NUGMD Patient Choice Awards, with Perfect Union Northside Dispensary winning multiple top honors in Northern California. the dispensary received gold recognition in 4 categories, including Best Overall Dispensary and Best Bud Tenders. Additionally, MWG's cannabis beverage, 5G Pop, was voted Best Beverage by California consumers. These wins highlight MWG's dedication to providing high-quality products, exceptional customer service, and competitive pricing. Perfect Union Northside, MWG's flagship store in Sacramento, continues to excel, reporting significant sales growth and a 30% increase in guest count over the past year. 5G Pop, known for its bold flavors and consistent dosing, remains a top seller across MWG's retail locations. To learn more about MWG Holdings, visit perfect-union.com.
420 with CNW. Trucking industry says outdated federal rules, cannabis testing, are causing trucker shortages. A new report from 2 trucking industry companies highlights a growing problem in the field, a serious shortage of drivers, estimated at around 80,000 last year. One of the key reasons behind this, the report says, is the number of drivers testing positive for cannabis under the U.S. Department of Transportation's DOT strict drug policies. Federal reforms to align state policies with federal law would allow more truckers to retain their jobs while benefiting from the cannabis products sold by licensed companies like Tilray Brands Inc., TLRY, ORY, and other industry leaders.
The Vermont Cannabis and Hemp Convention by NECAN to build an enthusiasm for the Vermont cannabis industry. The Vermont Cannabis and Hemp Convention by NECAN is scheduled for May 2-3, 2025 at the Champlain Valley Expo in Burlington, VT. This event focuses on Vermont's cannabis industry, aiming to help industry players achieve a more significant ROI. Over 100 exhibitors will showcase products and services to experts in the cannabis industry. Attendees can network with industry leaders, gain insights from expert speakers, and explore new business collaborations. The convention covers topics such as medical marijuana, industrial hemp, CBD wellness products, and the latest trends in the New England cannabis industry. For more information, visit the InvestorWire website.
420 with CNW, UK government report says drug enforcement triggers increases in violence. A government-commissioned report in the UK has found that efforts to crack down on drug activity through law enforcement are more likely to drive up violence rather than decrease it. While it's unclear whether this will push the government to change course on drug policy, the findings are significant. These findings are unlikely to surprise licensed marijuana companies TerrAscend Corp., TSND, OTCQX, TSNDF, given that they have always believed that resume. CNW20 spotlights the latest developments in the rapidly evolving cannabis industry through the release of an article each business day at 4:20 p.m. Eastern, a tribute to the time synonymous with cannabis culture. If marijuana and the burgeoning industry surrounding it are on your radar, CNW420 is for you.
420 with CNW. UK government report says drug enforcement triggers increases in violence. A government-commissioned report in the UK has found that efforts to crack down on drug activity through law enforcement are more likely to drive up violence rather than decrease it. While it's unclear whether this will push the government to change course on drug policy, the findings are significant. These findings are unlikely to surprise licensed marijuana companies like TerrAscend Corp., TSND, OTCQSNDF, given that they have always believed that. Investor News Breaks, Software Effective Solutions Corp., DBA Medcana, OTC, SFWJ, cancels and swaps over 88 M shares to reduce outstanding share count. Software Effective Solutions Corp., known as Medcana, has announced the cancellation of over 16 million shares and the swap of more than 72 million common shares for preferred stock, resulting in a total reduction of nearly 89 million shares from its outstanding share count. The move is part of an effort to streamline the company's share structure and enhance shareholder value. CEO Jose Gabriel Diaz stated that this change will support Medcana's growth in Colombia and provide long-term benefits for investors. The preferred shares will be convertible back to common stock in 12 months. For more information, visit Medcana's website at www.medcana.net.
Investor News Breaks. Software Effective Solutions Corp., DBA, Medcana, OTC, SFWJ, cancels and swaps over 88 M shares to reduce outstanding share count. Software Effective Solutions Corp., also known as Medcana and trading under the ticker symbol FWJ, has announced the cancellation of over 16 million shares and the swap of more than 72 million common shares for preferred stock. This move reduces the company's outstanding share count by nearly 89 million shares. The preferred shares will be convertible back to common stock in 12 months. CEO José Gabriel Díaz highlighted that this restructuring is aimed at streamlining the company's share structure and increasing shareholder value. This decision supports Medcana's growth in Colombia and is expected to bring long-term benefits to investors.
VPR Brands LP secures exclusive distribution deal with Associated Supply LLC for ELF brand expansion into New York cannabis market. VPR Brands LP has secured an exclusive distribution deal with Associated Supply LLC for the expansion of the ELF brand into the New York cannabis market. This agreement grants Associated Supply LLC the exclusive rights to distribute pre-filled cannabis ELF brand vaporizers and accessories in the state. New York's legal cannabis market has shown significant growth, with retail sales exceeding $1 billion in 2024. Vaporizer products currently make up 27% of all retail cannabis sales in New York, positioning ELF brand for success. The partnership aims to capitalize on New York's growing cannabis market and provide consumers with high-quality products. The agreement includes brand exclusivity, joint marketing efforts, and product strategy collaboration with a focus on vape cartridges and accessories. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.